Howdy do, howdy do, spoken word family. How are you? I trust that you are well. Now, this is your girl MGW, and this is another episode of The Spoken Word. It's a hearty welcome to our first time listeners, and it's just thank you and continued big up to those of you who have been tuning in seasons after seasons and episodes after episodes. As you may be aware, we are praying in this season. We are in season 9, and we are just praying as led by the Holy Spirit. And for this episode, I want to pray, or I want us to pray, according to the word of God in Revelation 3, Revelation 3 and verse 8. It says, "I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name." And so clearly we're getting from that scripture that there is an open door that is set. And so I just want you to come with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we honor you. We salute you. We place no one above you, absolutely no one above you. You are Alpha. You are Omega. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are the first. You are the last. You are the all in all sufficient God. And so we just want to esteem your name. We just want to proclaim that there is no one like you, Jehovah. A song says we can search all over, yet we will not find anybody. Because there is none stronger, there is none wiser, there is none more powerful than you are. Hallelujah. And just to think that as you are our God, you are our Father, that even makes it more, that makes it even more humble to know that we have you in that capacity. And so even know their Father, as we come to you, we ask that you search our hearts. You who have created the heart and you know everything about the heart, may you just search our hearts even now, we pray. And just create in us clean hearts, renew your right spirit within us, baptize our hearts, dear Father. Hallelujah. We pray even now, dear Father, that we will be in alignment, in agreement with the Holy Spirit. Your word says only the Holy Spirit knows the will of God, the mind of God. And so when we know not what we ought to pray, the Holy Spirit makes intercession. And as we've heard your word in Revelation 3 verse 8, we stand in agreement, dear God, knowing that in fact there are some open doors before us. There are some doors that you have open, and simply because you've opened them, no one can shut them. And Lord, we thank you for every open doors, every door that will begin to open automatically because you've spoken the word. And as you've spoken the word, we declare it this day, we declare it this hour, that every door that needs to be open for us, that they shall be open, they shall remain open. We shall walk through unhindered. We shall walk through with ownership. We shall walk through knowing that you, Almighty God, you have opened these doors. And Lord, we pray even now against everything that will want to stand in the way and cause us to be delayed from walking into these opportunities, walking into these newness, walking into this way that you have made, our Father. We pray even now, Almighty God, that the way will become so clear that we will know exactly which open door it is for us. As your word says, you have set it before us, dear God. And so we are saying we will not look to the left nor to the right nor either behind us, but we will look in front of that open door that you've already set, because no man, no power here on earth will be able to close that door or sabotage that door that you have opened. And Lord, hallelujah, thank you for acknowledging that it's with our little strength that we were still able to do that which you've asked of us, Almighty God. And Lord, we know according to your faithfulness that you will continue to strengthen us as we go into these newness, these new capacity, Almighty God, these new beginnings, Almighty God, these new avenues, Almighty God, just this newness that you have given, and Lord, and how it is that as we're into the eighth month, and yes, I'm calling it the eighth month, which is August, and eighth signifies new beginnings, and you're telling us that there is an open door, there is a new door. Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful, Almighty God, because again, your word says weeping is but for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And we know, dear Father, that there are some of us who are rejoicing. We are even rejoicing in advance of the open door. We are rejoicing because we have stepped into the open door. We are rejoicing because we are prepared to go into that open door. And so, Lord, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Almighty God, that even when we were faithless, you remained faithful to open that door and to keep that door open, Almighty God. And Lord, we are declaring that anything, Almighty God, that may be attached to us or connected to us that should not access this open door, just as though they automatically open, we pray that they may automatically close at their presence, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, dear Father, we thank you, God, that even this becomes a point of separation for us, because, Lord, we know that sometimes we can go so far and no further with a thing or with a person, but when it gets to a point of separation, then that is it. And so, Lord, anything that doesn't need to go through this open door with us, we pray, Almighty God, that they will be severed, that they will be pulled away, Almighty God, that they will just be separated, Almighty God, so that as we go in and go through their Father, it is going to that level, it is going to that elevation, it's going to that altitude that you want us, Almighty God, because God, your desire is for us to soar like the eagle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God, that you want us to come up to that place with you, not to stay where we have been underground, just scratching without any sense of direction. And so through this open door into this newness, dear Father, it is with the direction that you have for us, Almighty God. We thank you for the instructions that will come, that we will know how to operate in this newness. We will know how to operate in the season, Almighty God. And Lord, we pray and we declare this hour that we will continue to commit all our works to you so that they can succeed, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, dear Father, we thank you that already the blood is upon the lintels of this new door. We thank you, Almighty God, that all four corners of this door, it is covered with the red, rich blood, the efficacious blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that speaks to a protection, dear Father, for every hour. And so, God, we thank you that we don't have to be perturbed or worried or concerned as we go into this newness, because this newness comes with your protection, your 24/7, 365 days of the year protection, the all-around, all-inclusive, comprehensive protection, Almighty God. We thank you, dear Father. We are protected, Almighty God, from the arrows that fly at noonday, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And every destruction that wasteth, Almighty God, we thank you that whatever hour, midnight, midday, morning, evening, whatever time of day it is, there is a protection that comes with this newness, this new door that you have given unto us, Almighty God. And Lord, we just want to say, take all the glory, take all the honor, take all the praise, Almighty God. And Lord, may we never ever deny your name, because that's the power, that's the access that we have, and that's all the access that we need. So we'll continue to call your great name. We'll continue to declare your name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, whatever other doors that needs to open, simply because we've followed your instructions to gone through this one and not deny your name with our little strength, we pray, Almighty God, that even our confidence will be built in this time. Almighty God, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. And we will not be ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of salvation to those that believe. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Almighty God, and we tell you thanks for open doors in this season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Love and blessings. This is your girl, MGW, signing out. Walk good.